Parenting Moments every Wednesday on Shine FM with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Joining me now. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
We are like practically at the end of the month here, but I'm not going to say summer's over. Oops, I just said it. So it's not over yet, though. It's not over yet, but we are going to wrap up our topic on play therapy, a guide for parents.
That's right. What should I look for in a play therapist is what many parents ask. If you're considering play therapy for your child, it is important to select a play therapist that is well-trained in child development, family dynamics, and attachment parenting, along with play therapy approaches such as child-centered play therapy, circle of security, EMDR child specialist, TheraPlay, or non-directive and directive play therapy techniques and methods. All right, none of you are going to remember that. Remember, you can go to our website and click podcast and replay this recording if you are interviewing play therapists. Lastly, only hire a therapist who you and your child feel comfortable with. If your child does not trust or feel safe with a therapist, it is really okay to keep looking for a new play therapist where they do feel safe and comfortable. I want to end today by talking about a specific kind of play therapy that involves EMDR, which is specifically used to support children who have experienced a traumatic event. This is an excerpt from Ana Gomez's training and her book. She is a fantastic EMDR child specialist who I have taken training from, and so have my team members. Here is how we talk to kids about doing the work of EMDR. Before we talk about what EMDR is, let me tell you about what EMDR does. When we have yucky things that happen to us, we have many mixed up feelings and many mixed up thoughts. We do not feel good in our minds, bodies, and hearts. It's like carrying bags of mixed up stuff. When we are so busy carrying all these bags, we do not have space in our hearts, minds, and bodies for the good feelings and thoughts. EMDR can help kids by making those bags smaller or even getting rid of them so kids will have space for that good feeling and those good thoughts. This, to me, is so important as we're talking to children, and we use lots of different metaphors. I often will get kids to carry around a big bucket with a whole bunch of rocks and say, this is like all the memories of the yucky stuff. We don't want to do life holding all of this, and that through EMDR, we're able to help kids actually turn those rocks into feathers, and we show them that. So there's just so many beautiful metaphors and activities that play therapists use to help kids heal. And so again, I really encourage parents to reach out if they have questions, if there's a specific issue they're concerned about for their child and whether play therapy will work for that. And we're happy to help. And here at Eckert Center in the North, Kimberly, Harlene, and Cecilia are available to provide child therapy. And in the South location operated by Stillwater Psychology, their child therapist is Ashley Shaw.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly. A wonderful topic through the month, and hopefully that'll help a lot of Shine families and the children get some hope and healing as well. So thank you for that.
My pleasure.
EckertCenter.com has lots of information. That's where you can also book an appointment, and that appointment could be a free initial visit if you are caller number
2.
Caller 2 right now, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, we head into September next week. Oh, I don't even want to think about it, but it'll be nice to talk to you in a brand new topic.
Yes, thank you so much for your time, Mike. And again, parents, don't hesitate to reach out with questions.
Awesome. Thanks, Kimberly.
You bet.